720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And as we get into these last few days before the big game, excited to have on the line with a celebrity chef, author, mom, and star of one of our favorite shows, The Kitchen, on the Food Network, the one and only Katie Lee. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's always great to have you on, and especially for this occasion. The Super Bowl is one of those events that is a true Americana. It brings all ages, genders, everybody together in front of the TV and for the big event. This one is a little bit different this year. Well, some things are the same. Tom Brady is playing, so that's the same as almost every other Super Bowl. But other than that, smaller gatherings, it's going to be a very different kind of celebration this year.
Yes, you know, we're used to being with all of our friends and having a big celebration, but like everything this past year, that's not what's happening at our house. It's just going to be me and my husband and our baby. So we're still eating, though. We're still having our favorite foods. It's a good excuse, in my opinion, to eat nachos.
Well, you know, there's so many things that are great about the foods for it. So we're going to get into some of your favorites. Nachos are in there, the chips, the sodas. We'll get into some of the healthy options. For Iris, of course, this is your first opportunity to dress her in embarrassing team-centered wear. Are you going to be doing that? Maybe put a jersey on her?
That's a good idea. Maybe I need to order one.
We'll get on that. I know Amazon could definitely drop that off. When it comes to healthy choices, sometimes for the Super Bowl, it's just veggie dip, right? Maybe carrots, some celery. What have you got in mind this year?
Well, that sounds pretty sad. I'm gonna give you something better than just some crudités. So first up, I've got two plant-based recipes for you. The first one is sheet pan nachos. I love to do nachos on a sheet pan because you get more surface area. So instead of doing a big pile of nachos where there's chips underneath that don't have anything on them, they're all going to have the topping. So I partnered up with Gardein for this recipe. I'm using their beefless ground, which I love this product. It really does have a texture like ground beef. And I cook it with some onions, garlic, chili powder, cilantro. And it's just like cooking any other ground beef. And then I pop my tortilla chips with that. Black beans, cheese, pop it in the oven so that cheese gets nice and bubbly and melted. And then you put all your favorite nacho toppings on. So I always do shredded iceberg lettuce because I like some crunch, some salsa, sour cream, guacamole, the pickled jalapenos, scallions, load it up. Serve it right there on the sheet pan and it stays warm.
That is a great suggestion. I had never thought of doing that. We love to make the nachos. We do make them at home. Do it on a sheet so that you have the ability to keep those, because that's it. That's always the question about the layers. Keep the bottom from getting too soggy, get everything melted, the temperatures, and so to keep it consistent. I think that's great as well. You know, one of our mutual friends, and of course on The Kitchen as well, tailgate veteran Sonny Anderson, usually tries to tailor a food item to the teams playing. Are you guys going to be doing that with either Pirates or Chiefs?
That, you know, I hadn't really thought about doing that. I always just want my favorites, like my football watching favorites. I don't ever know much about the teams that are playing. What?
Okay.
I'm not a big sports person. I just love football food. So I guess Tampa Bay, my husband's from that area. He's from Sarasota. Maybe we should order some stone crabs to have in honor of Florida. But my second plant-based recipe for you is a veggie chili cornbread skillet. So for this one, you just cook the chili right in the skillet, top it with some cornbread, and bake it. It's a great one-pot meal. And both of these recipes are on ReadySetEat.com.
All right. Thanks, Katie Lee. We'll let you get back to it and enjoy the game with the family. And thanks for jumping on the show today.